Folks, thank you so much for joining us, and good day and welcome to yet another edition of The Citizen Talk. This is where we invite different people to come and explain some of the most difficult issues affecting, you know, the country. As you have heard in previous months, we've been having different guests, whether it's politicians, government officials, to come and talk to us about issues of governance, service delivery, and so forth. And we thought that today, let's open our focus on the troubled Emfuleni local municipality, which falls under the Sidibeng district municipality in the south of Johannesburg. And we thought, let's invite somebody, representative rather, from one of the coalition partners. He's from the New Horizon Movement. That's Mpho Khang. Just to come and, you know, explain to us, I mean, since the 2021 local government elections, we all know what the outcome was there. There was no outright majority, which therefore meant that, you know, different parties had to, you know, coalesce and work together. And he's here, Mpho Khang, to come and explain to us as to whether, you know, that coalition agreement has yielded any positive results. Mpho, thank you so much for joining us at The Citizen, and welcome.
Thank you very much, Stephen, and thank you for the invite.
Yeah. Without wasting any further time, yes, Let's get straight into it. Emfuleni has been in the news for all the wrong reasons, and it has been like that for many, many years. In fact, predating even the 2021 local government elections,
that's
which
true, yes,
resulted, you know, of course, in this coalition agreement. If one were to ask you to paint the picture for us, in as far as Emfuleni is concerned, when one looks at service delivery, how would you describe the situation there?
The situation is getting is getting from bad to worse.
Mm.
The situation is getting from bad to worse. The way things are,
yeah,
our stance is that the way things are, if we don't reconfigure,
yeah,
government in Emfuleni and in Sidibeng, nothing will change.
Mm.
And we are speaking this as people who have been trying to make changes in Emfuleni since 2021,
yeah,
local government elections.
Mm-hmm.
We are where we are now. We've tried almost everything.
Mm.
We've tried almost everything, and we think we can't. The problem is that our people no longer have patience. Our people no longer have patience. They've been living with sewer, refuse not collected, electricity going, you know, attachment of accounts of municipalities, employees not getting paid on time.
Mm.
And so we can't be sitting on boardrooms anymore.
Yeah.
We've done that for over 13 months, and we can't be sitting on boardrooms anymore. We are going for the extreme, which is, well, before we arrived at this point, we tried talking to the ANC.
Sure.
Saying, guys, we need to change things. And they've always promised and not delivered.
What could be the reason? Why? Because you say you have been in discussion with them,
yes,
before you then, you know, decided to reach this point where you have to go to the extreme.
Yes.
What were you saying to them during those engagements, and what has their response been?
Well, to tell you the truth, Emfuleni is not run by people that are paid to run it.
Mm.
Emfuleni is run by some people outside of that government.
Sure.
Even the mayor is just someone, is just a hot body there. He's just a warm body with ceremonial powers.
Mm.
He is clueless, he's ineffective, he's rendered useless.
Mm. Mm.
Firstly, he's rendered useless by the politics and the dynamics. You must understand that He's not in the REC. He's not in the top six of the region of the ANC. He was never a mayoral candidate.
So he was just a.
He was just a councillor. He did not have ambitions of occupying the mayoral office.
Mm.
You know, when the ANC got 38 seats and zero peer councillors, they were forced to choose amongst their ward councillors.
Mm.
And I want to tell you, the quality or the lack thereof in their candidates is just glaring, you know. This mayor does not have any work experience. This mayor has not worked in local government before.
Sure.
This mayor does not have any post-matric certificate. I'm saying certificate. I'm not saying a degree or diploma. I'm saying a post-matric certificate.
Sure.
So we find ourselves in that space where you're working, you are being led by someone who's still learning, and who does not have power, who does not have political power. He must consult on everything. Let me make an example. A month ago, staff members protested that they were not being paid. And whilst they were, well, there was a council city.
Yeah.
Whilst they were smashing things, they got paid. As they were doing it, we then said to the mayor, "Mr. Mayor, we understand their concerns, but we told them we were with them in a meeting, and we told them that this thing is good. It may not be early in the morning, but by end of business today, they would have been paid, because already the money was in our pay office. However, they did that, and there are records, video cameras, and people took pictures there. And we said to the mayor, there needs to be consequence management. We need to find a way of dealing with this. To this day, nothing has happened.
Sure.
A few weeks ago, there was a post or a communique that purported to be from the communication manager's office that said the municipality will no longer collect refuse because there's no money.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, yeah.
That post happened a day after Eskom gave us back our account. We had money in our account by then. And then we asked, and they said, "No, man, this thing was fake." And then we said, "Okay," we investigated, and we found that it was not. And we said, "Okay, let's find way of disciplining people."
Sure.
The mayor said no.
Is it because those very same people are ANC members?
Of course, yes. In fact, some of them are in the REC, and he's not.
Sure.
So politically, he reports to them.
Mm.
So that's the first predicament. The second predicament is that we are serving business interests. Mfuleni does not do things because of service delivery, but it does things because who must benefit. If they are going to buy a compactor truck, it's not because they want to deal with service delivery, but it's because there's someone who must benefit from that purchase.
Sure.
That's the second one. And then the third one is that, well, I've heard Minister Pravin Gordhan talk about the fight back. The other thing is that there is a fight back. The fight back, you know the rot that is happening in Mfuleni.
Yeah.
And there are some people that are quite uncomfortable with us.
Trying to uncover.
And trying to make sure that we give people services. So there is also that element of fight back and sabotage. So that is, in a nutshell, those are three serious elements that we are dealing with. In this coalition that we are in with the ANC. And we have reached a point where we think Mfuleni will not see change the way it must while the ANC is in government. And we have told them this, that we are going to put a motion of no confidence. We want an alternative outside of the ANC.
Yeah.
Even if it means us going to the being relegated to the opposition benches. We would rather do that than be part of this mess. Another thing that the ANC had managed to do with us is that They turned us into their defenders.
Oh.
We were defending their rod, you know. Because another thing that they did strategically, so they gave us service delivery department. And they kept the core administration of local government, like finance, and corporate services, you know. And we found ourselves defending decisions that we did not take. Most of the time we found ourselves defending decisions that we did not take. Let's make an example. The decision not to pay ESCOM. That decision was taken by finance, not taken by us. But when people fight, they fight those people that they see.
Yes.
You know, the decision not to pay Rain Water Board. We are in the basic services. When people don't have water, they come to us. When Rain Water decides to lower the pressure, people come to us. But then the decision not to pay was not taken by us. Or the decision to pay half was not taken by us. 2 days ago, offices were closed by the landlord because of non-payment. The people come to us.
And they because ask, you occupy the critical department.
They ask us, why are these offices closed? Aren't you paying? And the decisions are not made by us. So we are sick and tired of protecting the ANC, of being defenders of the ANC.
And we are
saying, for this municipality to change, we must reconfigure government. And the best alternative would be that excluding the ANC. However, that hinges on the understanding of the EFF and the Freedom Front Plus. However, we are in discussions with them as we speak. We have been having meetings. In fact, my colleagues are meeting with the Freedom Front Plus as we speak now. And from this meeting, I will then join them. And also, we are waiting for the response from the EFF. That would be the best model where the ANC is an opposition.
Sure. Interesting. And I just want us to touch briefly on the issue of finances, right, in the municipality. I mean, this is not something new where we hear of, you know, Mfuleni owing Rent Water this much, Eskom this much. What are they saying every time when you guys are now finding yourselves in this predicament, you know, of, you know, not able to deliver services because payments were not made to Eskom and Rent Water? What are they saying, the ANC guys who are in charge, so to speak, of those, you know, critical positions?
Well, it's always excuses. It's always excuses. And they try by all means not to give us information.
There's no record whatsoever.
The last meeting that we had, I had a serious problem with the mayor when he was going to report to the PMC, the Political Management Council, which is a structure that is that comprises of all political parties in that quality. He came there and gave us an ad lib. He was just speaking, and I said, "You really can't disrespect us like this. We need to hold you accountable." Because another thing is that when they do that, they come and they say, we are collecting 71%, the problem is this and that. And then when you say the very same thing that they've said the following meeting, they say, no, man, you caught us out of context. That's not what we meant.
Yeah.
This is what we meant. And so that, that those are some of the issues that we battled with in Mfuleni. But to tell you the truth, Mfuleni can't survive.
It's only a matter of getting the right people.
Mfuleni has the resources. They are just misdirected.
Yeah.
Mfuleni has got, you know, before we went into Mfuleni, we used to insult staff members. As political parties, we used to say, yeah, you are all lazy. But I want to tell you, some of the information that we're getting and some of the assistance that we're getting it from the same employee. It's not all employees that want to see the demise
of the municipality.
You know? And There have been very good stories that, and this is where our political party, New Horizon Movement, comes in. Mm. We have managed to get business on board. ArcelorMittal offered Mfuleni about 3 million, and we told them that we are aware that our coffers has got holes. We don't want any money. We just want to tell you the services that we need, and you will do everything.
Yeah.
And they did that very well. Mm. There are other companies, I can't mention their names because some of them we haven't signed memorandum of understanding. But companies see that as New Horizon Movement, we want to work for the people. Mm. We are not corrupt. We are ethical, and we are fit for purpose. Mm. You know, it's not only that. Even in other meetings with Eskom, the difference can be seen. So Mfuleni is going to change,
mm.
but it's going to be a painful exercise. Mm. That painful exercise will also include threats on our lives, mm. will also include threats on our families, will also include threats of us losing jobs, and threats of us not being comfortable in our space, mm. which is Mfuleni. But we were aware of those possibilities mm. before elections.
Mm-hmm.
We are not going to be scared now that we are inside council.
Yeah.
So we just want to say to the people of Mfuleni, we will do whatever it takes.
Mm, mm, mm.
If the ANC wins tomorrow, that motion of no confidence against the mayor, we will bring another one.
Mm.
Because then it would mean they are a minority government.
Mm.
As we speak, three votes from the coalition, four, including the ACDP, are now out. They now have 41.
Sure.
In a council of 90. Simple majority is 46.
Mm.
So if they win tomorrow, because we also know that they have ways of, you know, making people go against their political party mandate.
Mm, mm.
But it's fine.
Mm.
They can win the first time around, but we will push them until we find what we need.
Mm, mm.
And the first alternative is that the ANC must lose and be in the opposition benches. The second one is that we must invite the EFF into the coalition, mm. with the aim of reducing their power. Let's make an example. The last political, MAKO, mayoral committee meeting that mm. was held, I think, 4 days ago.
Yeah.
We as coalition partners did not attend. Well, there is one party amongst us that decided to attend. But if that party did not attend, then we would have managed to collapse that meeting.
Mm, mm.
And that is another mechanism that we need. We need a mechanism to put pressure on the ANC to say, if indeed we manage to lower their numbers mm. in the mayoral committee, then nothing will go to council unless, as coalition partners, we mm, agree.
Mm. Now, just for the benefit of our readers, when one looks at the current coalition arrangement, mm. who does it include? It's the ANC, it's obviously...
Yes, it's the ANC with 38 votes. It's mm. New Horizon Movement with one vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's PAC with two votes.
Mm-hmm.
It's Solidarity with one vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's PA also with one vote.
One vote. Okay.
And then we also had an agreement with the ACDP.
Mm-hmm.
But that has since changed,
mm-hmm.
Because the ACDP has signed an agreement with the DA.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, that municipality was on 45-45.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When PAC, oh, and then there's also Val Lekgotla.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when Val Lekgotla, NHM and PAC leave the coalition,
mm.
four votes are gone.
Gone.
When you include the one from ACDP, five votes are gone.
Mm.
So it means it's a minority government.
Yeah.
And we will test it until we win. Mm. We understand that, and we are saying this because there's evidence. In our last motion of no confidence, the numbers did not agree with party lines.
Mm.
There were about 3 votes that were from other political parties that were in the opposition. So we know and we understand that they have those means to make sure that other individuals vote against their party lines.
Mm.
But because it's a minority government, we're going to hit at it until it gives in. That's number one. And then number two is that also in Sidibeng, we were leading Sidibeng by 1 vote.
Mm.
We were leading Sidibeng by 1 vote.
Yeah.
Now, 3 of the coalition partners are no longer in a coalition with the ANC. So it means now they are -3. Which is also a minority government.
Sure.
So we are just asking and requesting the community of Nfuleni to just bear with us.
Mm.
Freedom is coming. Change is coming.
Mm.
It may be painful. It may take some time, but we are telling you, freedom is coming.
Mm.
The ANC is not going to deliver the next state of the municipality address.
Sure.
That we assure you.
And that leads to me, I mean, to my next question, to say, in the midst of all of this, because it sounds to me like more like an unstable, you know, type of an arrangement, which obviously results into, you know, service delivery worsening, as you put it earlier on. It's gotten from bad to worse.
To worse, you know.
What can you tell the residents, and let me say the electorate, use that word to say, because when the election results came out of 2021, the local government elections, it meant there was no outright majority.
Yes.
And that was a mandate, right, from the residents or the electorate to say, No.
We work together
to sort out our issues, because we found ourselves in a mess. What can you tell, you know, the residents of Mfuleni today, you know, to say, because people are hopeless, people are hurtful, for lack of a better word.
Yes, you know,
people are really, really, really hurtful. I know that area very, very well. The potholes, rubbish that's not getting picked up and so on. It's just a mess. People want hope, I suppose.
Yes. Let me start with this one. I was one of the disciples of stability, political stability. But I'm starting, my lived experience is starting to convert me. Mfuleni was the most stable coalition in the whole of Gauteng. I think the third most stable coalition in the whole country. But that did not mean we were servicing people.
Yeah.
So stability does not necessarily mean service delivery.
Mm.
You know, stability in some instances means just politicians are fine with each other. They are in good terms. They are speaking nicely.
Yeah.
They are comfortable in wherever they are.
Getting paid at the end of the
month. You know, there's exchanges of resources and means. So stability alone is not enough.
Mm.
That's number one. Number two is that this is our first year. This is 13 months, if not 14 months after. We are going to do whatever it takes. We are not going to go to the community after 5 years and say, we have been trying. We are trying now. We are trying now. And we like we are saying, it's going to be a very painful exercise. But we are willing to do it. As we speak, there are other people that are no longer speaking with us. There are all, obviously, there are idle threads thrown around, but we knew this before running for elections, and it's not going to move us. What we are saying to the people of Mfuleni is that they must just stay put. Change is coming. We looked at the numbers. We looked at the numbers and we consulted with political parties. There is no way that the ANC will remain in power. There is no way. They would have to pay a lot of people for them to stay. They would have to pay them almost every month. And their political parties will ultimately see that there is something happening here and they will come in. What is happening in Tshwane and what happened in city of Johannesburg is coming to the Vaal. And ultimately, we're going to crack this nut. So we are saying we are ready, we are determined, we are focused. Our residents must just know that we are trying. We don't want to come to them next day and say, after 5 years, and say, give us your vote again. We want to go try.
To try again.
We are trying with the votes that they gave us in 2021. And we are aware that the ANC has gone into a serious smear campaign against our leader, Bishop Vincent Jones. And we are fine. Let's make an example. They are talking about sewer and saying there's sewer everywhere. This MMC is useless. But they know that Section 63 of the Water Act has taken over. If they want to blame anybody, we must blame
Water and Sanitation.
Yes, we must blame DWS. We must also blame Rainwater Board as the implementing agent.
Yeah.
We must not blame Mfuleni because we know it's under Section 63 intervention. They are now also mentioning the issue of water to say there's no water. We've been out of water. They know that it's because Rainwater Board has an issue already. Our pressure has been lowered. And there are also technical issues that they've explained, that we have also explained in the reports in council, but they are now coming and speaking as though we are the ones that are not doing the work. The ones that marched to Mfuleni headquarters yesterday. It's funny, man, because they were in the Lekgotla over the weekend. And there, Lekgotla was giving them reports. David Mashobo, the minister, was there, giving them reports about this intervention, the issues of this intervention, everything. They know that information. They got that information before us. But now they come and want to make the community of Mfuleni fools by speaking as though they don't know
what's happening. Yeah,
they came and they said they want answers from the mayor. They were with the mayor on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They are just trying to overtake our narrative that we need change. They are saying one of the things that they are saying is that we have an inverse auditor general's report. But the auditor general's report says that the mayor is not moving with remedial actions. So why do they close gates? Why don't they call their own person? Because their mayor is the ANC. We are saying to the community, and our community knows this, man. They've been through this, and they can see through. The people that are leading this campaigns are ANC people. Branch leaders of the ANC, and we are expecting it. We are expecting it. We've been expecting it. So we are just saying to the community, please bear with us. We are going to do this. In some instances, we're not going to share information because when you share information, you give your enemy
leverage
to counter you. But we promise the community of Mfuleni that change indeed is coming. We are bringing it.
Yeah. Now, let's look again at the issue of service delivery, which has deteriorated over time. And I mean, you've admitted, quite openly to say, ever since this coalition, arrangement came into being, things have actually gone from bad to worse. Yes. Now, you mentioned the issue around sewer, right?
Yes.
I remember it was a year or two ago, I was still working for some TV company, and we did a story. I think there was about 16 pump stations, not far from the Vaal River.
Vaal River, yes.
We went there. Out of all those 16 that we counted, they were not functioning. They were not working at all. Apart from that, you've got the issue of rubble or waste that is not being removed. Just recently, I spoke to a couple of residents who were telling me that their waste had not been collected for the past 2 to 3 months. Okay. Others are saying water. They haven't had water for about a month,
Others 6 years.
Others 6 years.
Yeah.
Let's not even go to the issue of electricity because that is also made worse by load shedding. So on.
Yeah.
And then you, there are so many, the potholes as well. It's just bad. What needs to happen? And I suppose one needs to get the right people, right?
Yeah.
In those most critical departments, yeah, to start moving with speed to address those issues of service delivery.
Our motto is that we need to depoliticize local government.
Sure.
We need to professionalize the administrative arm of local government.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a hypothetical scenario.
Yeah.
Where you all talk about potholes. Everyone talk about potholes. Mm. But there's a manager in roads and stormwater whose responsibility is to make sure that, you know, but then when you go in and you want to deal with such a person, you get the fight back and the political protection.
Yeah.
The issue of water is technical. The issue of electricity is also technical.
Yeah.
But there's nothing technical about patching potholes.
Yeah.
There's nothing technical about it. There's nothing technical about making sure that there are road markings.
Mm. Simple.
You just need initiative, drive, and you also need to know that you're working for the people.
Sure.
But that's not the case. So what must happen is that at a political level, we must get people that want to see them full any change.
Mm.
Because there are people that are benefiting from all this chaos. We need to have politically people that want to see them full any change.
Sure.
Two, we need to put people in strategic positions that are qualified and that know what they want to do. Which is why we're in a campaign to get our own candidate from the candidates that were interviewed for the position of MM. There's one there that is more qualified than everyone else, and we are lobbying other political parties to say if indeed we want to turn the tide, we need to start with the MM.
Mm.
You don't want to guess the candidate of the ANC. Yeah, so that's what we need. Let me speak about what affects us as New Horizon Movement in the basic services.
Mm.
Lack of manpower.
Mm.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the ANC has been employing people before we came in.
Sure.
But since we came in, like there's a silent moratorium on it. Let me make an example about sewer.
Mm.
There are only 5 people that are responsible for the whole Fanabeil, Bophelong, one team. In our department, about 6 people have died. Their positions have not been
filled.
Advertised. We are running at 40-47.
Mm.
Our staff complement is at 40-47. They don't want to advertise. And when you check at our budget, we are at 47 in terms of warm bodies.
Mm,
but when it comes to the wage bill, we are at 70-something. You know why? Because we have managers that are not managing people. We have a top-heavy structure.
Mm,
you have a manager that does not have people that is managing.
Sure. But at the end of the day, he's getting paid.
But at the end of the day, he's getting paid. You still have people that... political deployees of the previous term who are still getting paid now because of that contract that was extended arbitrarily. So what we are saying is that we know what is it that we must do, and we want to do it. Another thing is that in one of our demands we said we want a skills audit, not to fire people. We are at 41 and 47.
Yeah.
We want to know our skill set so that we can say, okay, Mpo, you are good here, go there. We are not going to fire anyone because we know it's going to be very difficult to fire people.
Mm.
The only people that we will fire is the people that will do wrong things, you know. But at this moment, we are not a page a coalition. We don't want to purge people. We've been working with people that before election we really did not want to work with. So that's something to say. We know what must happen, and we gave the ANC our memorandum of demands.
Sure.
And when you look at that memorandum of demands, you see that these people really want to work. We had a Josh Fivers contract, a contract of investigating.
Sure.
We are saying renew that contract.
Yeah.
They stopped paying it. We are saying, no, it's fine. Renew it so that while we are working, you investigate. We have an external body that will investigate. You know, it's so sad that almost all the scandals of Mfuleni, we learn them through media. There's another report now of collusion between managers and law firms.
Law firm, yes.
You know, we learn about these things through media. When we say, let's have an external body that will investigate and tell us before so that we can act. We don't have to wait for year end to hear that we are mismanaging money. Some of the things we can stop them on their tracks. But because the ANC does not want that, they are saying we are not budging.
Sure. And I mean, it would be so easy. And I think one thing that residents would also appreciate is if they get regular updates, right? Especially when it comes to finance, when it comes to service delivery. You had maybe promised the residents to say that, listen, yeah, next month we'll be patching potholes, just an example, in this ward, we will do that. If there's a delay, you are then able to also come back to those very same residents who say, no, there was a bit of a delay caused by 123, but we do promise you that we remain committed, you know, to addressing those issues that you've raised. But there doesn't seem to be any transparency that comes out of the ANC in Mfuleni.
There won't be. You can't open yourself up if you know you have a lot to hide. You just spoke about something. When with this relationship that we had with, or we still have with ArcelorMittal, when those people gave us a top-notch report. They told us how many potholes they patched, how many lights they fixed, the kilometers. We took that document and we showed it to our department and said, this is how you must do a report.
Yes.
It's not happening. It's not happening. You must understand that we were using the same contractors. The contractors that were working are the same. They are in our pool. There was nothing. The only thing is that the institution that was managing that project was ArcelorMittal.
Sure.
And that was the. There is nothing that was left undone there. Everything is top notch. Everything is fine. It's completed.
Yeah.
If we had a monitoring and evaluation department, I'm telling you, it would come with a very good report. But that is not happening. It's you know, we find ourselves in between a rock and we find ourselves, and the problem is that some of us don't have any other home other than Mfuleni. Some of us don't have any families outside
of Mfuleni.
Mfuleni is our home.
Yeah,
you know, and it's so sad that we see it going down the drain. In some instances, serving interest of people that don't belong there, don't even know where Mushosho Street is.
Yeah, no, interesting times. Yes. But yeah, we can spend the whole day talking about issues of Mfuleni. Yeah. But I hope this is not the last time that, you know, we have you here. I'm sure you will
Back.
We will have more discussions because there's so many to discuss around Mfuleni.
That's true.
But thank you so much once again for coming through. Is there any last message perhaps that you would like to share with the residents?
Yes, I would like to say to the residents, tomorrow, Thursday, is a motion of no confidence against the mayor. As things stands, we think we're going to win. If there are any surprises, they must not lose hope. We are not going to stop. We are also going to submit motion of no confidence in the district, and we will also make sure that we also don't tire, making sure that we we see change there.
Yeah.
We also want to say to the residents, we know that they did not give any political party outright majority. If it happens that the ANC comes back with something that gives the possibility or shows signs that we can do something for our residents, we will take it.
Mm.
Because it's not for us.
Mm.
Well, let me tell you, as we speak, if this motion of no confidence fails tomorrow, I'm one of the people that will be unemployed.
Sure.
And I am ready for that.
Mm.
And because another thing that they were doing is that this mayor campaigns were saying we have been paid 500,000. I've never seen 500,000.
Hey, they love that 500,000.
Yeah, right? 500,000 is their thing. So we're just saying to the residents, we are going to do this.
Mm.
We are either going to do it inside or outside.
Mm.
But most definitely, what the residents of Nfuleni must know is that change is coming.
It's coming. As Sam Cooke would say, that good old classic.
Of course.
No, thank you so much, Mpho Kang, for joining us. Really
thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much, Steven.
Folks, it's been a great pleasure being in your company. Until we meet again, it's going to be next week. Hopefully, we'll be having the leader of Action SA, that's Herman Mashaba, for another, I call it round two. We've had him before. So if everything goes accordingly, we will have Herman Mashaba next week. That's going to be on Friday. That's where you can, go and listen to our podcast. That is on www.citizen.co.za. Folks, till we meet again, between now and then, you take good care of yourselves. Bye.